Okay, it's Improv Thursday on the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels, where I do almost zero show prep, but somehow I still get to the point and give you amazing, well, mediocre content. I don't know if you saw this. When you go woke, you will go broke. They had Doctor Who. Now, Doctor Who, I guess I have never seen it, but apparently it is a big to-do over in England. Worst ever ratings in the history of forever with this new Doctor Who. Why? Because they went woke. They decided to do DEI all over the place and replace all of the actors with, well, diversity hires. Nobody was having it. Here's my point of view on all this. It's nonsense. It's stupid. Why do you have to try and shove your political agendas down everybody's throats? People turn on television and watch movies to get away from all of the politics. Why do you think sports ball is so exciting to so many people, where they stop the world just to go to a football game or a baseball game? It's because people want to get rid of daily troubles, and daily troubles include the political arena. When you do this DEI crap, then you are alienating the very people that you think are going to like your product. In this case, television shows. So maybe you should do some thinking here and just stick to the story. Why don't you worry about creating better storylines and not so much whether or not you have an X amount of minorities in the show, X amount of women, X amount of gay people, lesbians, and so on and so forth. For anybody out there that says, oh no, Hollywood doesn't have quotas like that. Oh, really? Really? Well, then you go out there and you create a movie or a TV show, let's just say about World War One or the French and Indian War, and you will not get signed on anywhere if you don't have enough of those people of those types of people in that show. It just won't get produced. Nothing will happen. So just stick to the story. There are plenty of amazing stories that involve African-Americans, Africans, who else? Asia, name it. You're telling me you can't find an amazing person in different cultures all across the planet? It has to be, you know, Doctor Who. Like I said, I don't watch it. But Doctor Who has to be hijacked because of some kind of woke quota? It's nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense. And people are going to get sick and tired of it. And they are getting sick and tired of it because this is all going to come to a head in November with the new election. That's on the ballot, either directly or indirectly. I doubt either president is going to make that a pivotal issue. But the voters know full well that if you go for Joseph Biden, you're going to get more of this crap because by default, you're essentially electing Obama. Now, this whole debate thing, you know, these debates, the dates of the debates, they're supposed to be earlier than ever before. Like, all of these debates are supposed to be in September and October, around the last debate is September 12th. So why are they doing that? What this says to me is they don't expect Joseph Biden to be there by the second debate, or he's going to drop out right after the second debate, because this will allow the Democrats to put in the person that they really want, which is probably Big Mike Obama, or, now here's somebody, Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to say it first. She's been very, very quiet. She has a well-established name. She is a billionaire. She is a she. She's also African-American. She went through the weight loss treatment where she came out on that carpet for that gala a couple of months ago. Doesn't even look like her usual self anymore. And she was also participating in a human reduction meeting with billionaires in New York City a couple of years ago, probably 10 years or so, with people like Ted Turner and who was the mayor? Bloomberg. They all met. Bill Gates. They met together. They had a big secret powwow. And they talked about, oh, there's too many people on the planet. What are we going to do to reduce the human population? Well, we all know what Bill Gates did with the mandates and the mRNA shots. We all know what he did. Ted Turner, well, he's got to play his hand. And Oprah, I'm pretty sure she's going to do something as well. That is a out on the ledge type of prediction from old Chris Michaels. But I'm throwing it out there because something is telling me I think we're going to hear from her over the next couple of months. And so that's what I really think is going to happen here. They know that Joseph Biden can't do this, right? When Joseph Biden, I was listening to, what's his name? He's on WABC. He is the mid-morning guy, but he made a good observation. I can't think of his name. He made a good observation. The clip that Joseph Biden put out there, I think it was a 13-second clip of him saying, yes, I will debate Donald Trump, and oh, I hear that you're free on Wednesdays. You name the time, you name the place. Well, yes, Joseph Biden is making a jab at Donald Trump because he doesn't have court. He's not forced to be in court on Wednesdays. So that's what that reference comes from. But they did some analysis of that 13-second clip. He had to do 8 different takes because that clip was cut at least 8 times, meaning he couldn't spit out 13 seconds worth of dialogue. He had to do it and redo it 8 effing times. You think this guy is going to stand up there for 90 minutes? If he is, and if I were Donald Trump, then I would make sure that this idiot has one, a drug test, two, a mental aptitude test. Because we all know that this guy is not firing on all cylinders, and I sincerely doubt he is lucid naturally when he's out there all over the place, too. Now, there was this DOJ investigation with Special Counsel Robert Hur. This was the interview that Joseph Biden gets done behind closed doors. And it was submitted to, you know, all of the right people. And this is where we found out that Joseph Biden as well, he's a well-meaning old man. And he doesn't exactly remember everything. So to bring charges against him for any past transgressions would be useless because he doesn't even remember what he ate for breakfast, never mind what he did 10 years ago. So let's just drop the whole thing. He's just a sweet, innocent old Joe. Well, it turns out that the DOJ is hiding behind its privilege and refusing to coordinate and cooperate with the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees, and they will not turn over the tapes, the recordings, the audio of Joseph Biden responding to those questions because they all know how decrepit he is. They all know that he is a mental invalid and he doesn't know where he is most of the time. And I wouldn't be surprised if he has body doubles or people in masks out there at certain public events because the guy is just so far gone. According to The Hill, White House counsel Ed Siskel said, because of the president's long-standing commitment to protecting the integrity, effectiveness, and independence of the DOJ and its law enforcement investigations, he has decided to assert executive privilege over the recordings. That's right. He's saying that I have executive privilege. I am the president. I refuse to release the recordings of me being completely useless and clueless. So talk about abuse of power. If they got this out, then this election would effectively be over. It would be done because everybody would know once and for all how far gone this president is, how he should not have his finger on the button. He should not have the nuclear football. He shouldn't be able to do anything. He should be in an old folks home in a wheelchair with a note pinned to his sweater. And there you go. Eat all the effing ice cream you want, old man. Get out of the way. But that is how they're going to try and play this. They're just going to try and hide everything, right? And Hunter Biden is still out there. Nobody wants to acknowledge this, or very few people want to acknowledge this. Hunter Biden is an albatross around this dope's neck. He's an albatross around the Democrat Party, let's be honest here. But nobody wants to acknowledge that Hunter Biden is more than likely a CIA agent or some kind of contractor for the agency or some other intelligence organization, whether domestic or foreign, because there's no other reason why he's able to do the things that he's doing, using drugs, buying firearms illegally, prostitutes, losing cell phones, laptops, going to the Vatican, going over to the Ukraine, coordinating with the chief spy over in China and the CCP. Nobody should be able to do those things unless they've got the blessings of the federal government to do so. Now, the reason why he's able to get out of jail free for all the drugs and the prostitutes and the firearms is because when you engage in these kinds of nefarious activities in foreign countries, you're caught, you are going to be thrown into prison, and more than likely, you are going to be put to death. Unless you're a high-profile individual like Mr. Biden over here, and then they can negotiate a deal and take advantage of the United States. But what I'm getting at here is, once you cross the line of illegality, it doesn't matter what else you do. You've hit the line of being a treasonous person, a seditionist in another country. So anything you do beyond that, it doesn't matter, because you have crossed the line of legality by so far using drugs, prostitutes, losing phones, losing laptops. It's all nonsense. It doesn't matter. What you've committed by setting up bio labs and weapons of mass destruction labs in places like the Ukraine and Taiwan through shell companies like Biota and Rosemont Seneca Partners and, you know, all the rest, right? That's all aligned to Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and Joseph Biden. It doesn't matter what you do after that. You've already crossed that line. No matter what you do beyond that line is pennies. It's pittance compared to what you've originally done by hijacking the country. And they've also tied, they also found a couple of bank accounts in New York banks tied directly to Joseph Biden, where you had foreign countries wiring money directly into those accounts, and then Joseph Biden taking the money from those accounts. Why would they do that? That is essentially money laundering. Well, maybe Joseph Biden didn't take it directly. They used family members, like I've outlined plenty of times. Now, Joseph Biden is upset. He's beside himself because from what we know and what's been leaked out about Joseph Biden, he's very upset about how his son is being treated. And oh, the tax evasion court proceedings are moving forward with Hunter Biden. Joseph Biden is under the impression that this is all a Republican plot to get his son and to get him out of the election. No, it's not. No, it's not. Your son is a criminal. Your son is a drug addict. They just found another bag of cocaine at the White House this week, too, by the way. I wonder what the visitor logs look like. Your son is a criminal. Your son has genuine problems. He's also probably a genuine degenerate, and he should be out of the public sphere. I'm sorry, dotard Biden. You need to get a grip on reality. Well, good luck with that when your brain is mush to begin with. But that is how this is going to play out. The Biden administration is in hot water. Hot water. Because they can't understand what's happening around them. They don't believe that they should have an election because they truly believe that they are the right ones for this country. And you shouldn't question that. They know, but they've got more degrees than you have. They went through more college. They've had bigger titles on their resume and so on. They are the ones that know what's best for you and me. Not you, the voter, not the ham and eggers, not the lunch bucket Pete's and the strap hangers out there. They're the ones that have the true say and the push to get things done in this country. It's got to stop. It truly has to stop at this point. Because if it doesn't, then this country is gone. It's gone. And I don't mean that lightly. In this election that's coming up, it is a true referendum on what it is to be an American. Oh, Jesus Christ. So I don't know if any of you can. I don't know if any of you can hear this in the background, but the dog is taking a snooze, and the snoring is just off the charts. I mean, the decibels of this stuff, can't get over it. Holy shit! And I've got a background canceling mic, and I also have a program here that cancels background data, that's noise reduction. But holy How? I mean, oh my God. Well, anyway, I can't go on. I got stuff to do. You know, it's a busy Thursday. You know, it's Improv Thursday. And I'll be on with Greg, as always, on a Thursday, I believe 8 p.m. Tonight. We are interviewing a very interesting person who got over cancer the natural way, and we'll be speaking to him. Should be a good conversation with that. And as always, you can go over to the America Out Loud Network on Mondays at 7 p.m. is Unleashed, and I do a show there. It's a little bit more serious, no snoring dogs and the rest. And and I'll be back. You know, you can find Greg and me every night around 9 o'clock. We do 15 minutes. Give us 15 minutes. We'll give you something. So you can go over on X and find it there. I believe YouTube and Rumble as well. It's all live. Join us for the yucks. Okay, this is Chris Michaels for the Last Call podcast.